Go ahead and take that long walk over to the Met Philadelphia. That's where Jill Scott will be heading during a mini residency in her hometown starting on Friday. Officially, it's the To Whom This May Concern tour.
You're here, I'm pleased, I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me, I was blind, now I can see.
Yep, we just saw her on the Parkway during the 4th of July concert, but we know she'll have something special in store for her Philly fan base. Tickets are still on sale, and the four shows go through next Wednesday.
I'm not ready if this is love. Why am I so unsteady if this is love? Why did no one tell me the pain that I would feel?
Jill is well known for her romantic music, but now there's another love story in town. The Notebook? Most people remember it as the 2004 tearjerker movie starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. Now it's a musical that's gone from Broadway to the Academy of Music. If you believe the reviews, the story of Ali and Noah translates seamlessly to the stage, and you can see it for yourself through August 2nd. Size does matter. At the Mini Mini Art Festival, at least, you'll see more than 30 artists who've created artworks that must be 1.5 inches or smaller. The opening reception is on Friday night at a Queen Village venue called At My House. The free event starts at 6. Since you're already in the area, might as well check out Queen Village Restaurant Week. It's the annual discounted restaurant promotion that includes more than 20 restaurants with prefix menus from $25 to $60. It starts on Friday night, going through August 9th, but keep in mind, Saturdays are excluded from the promotion. Friday also kicks off the Make the World Better weekend at the Dell. Pavement and Kurt Vile and the Violators will play on Friday and Saturday night, respectively. But it's not just music. The weekend benefits the charity founded by former Eagle Connor Barwin, which raises funds for city parks, playgrounds, and rec centers. The shows start at 7:30 on both nights. Saturday, get ready to dance like no one's watching. It's Philadelphia Dance Day. The annual event offers free workshops and multiple genres at the Philly Dance Fitness in Center City. Things get started at 10:30 and you can just come down and choose whatever class you like. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you just danced in a Broadway show. Everyone is welcome and there's a ticketed showcase to conclude the day. But the workshops, let us remind you, they are free.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Speaking of dance, Shakira's pretty good at that, as we saw at the World Cup final halftime show. That took place at MetLife, and the Colombian superstar stayed in the area for her show in South Jersey on Saturday night. She's at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City. The show starts at 8:30. The World Cup brought a lot of jocks to town, showcasing their athletic ability. This week, we have mathematicians in Philly showcasing their intellectual ability. The 2026 International Congress of Mathematicians is at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Now, you do have to be registered for most of the events, but there's a math festival and a series of talks, screenings, and other events that are free and open to the public. If you're single, you might find a sexy mathematician there. You never know how things might add up. The conference goes through July 28th. Music has a way of making you feel nostalgic, so if you have memories of what your life was like when this song came out, you want to head to Freedom Mortgage Pavilion to see Train. They're on the 25 Years in the Atmosphere tour on Sunday night. The show starts at 6:45. Well, that's our time. If you need more details on what you've heard or want to find out about even more events, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. That's where you'll find out where Saturday's Wine and Culture Fest is happening. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
But tell me, did the wind sweep you up? all the milk.